ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are going to read from Adi Lila chapter 8, text 32. Svatantra Ishvara Prabhu Atyanta Udara. Tanre Nabajile. Kabuna Hayanistara Translation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the independent Supreme Personality of Godhead, is greatly magnanimous. Unless one worships Him, one can never be liberated. Purport. Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur here remarks that one should not give up the worship of Radha Krishna to worship Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By worshipping either Radha Krishna or Lord Chaitanya alone, one cannot become advanced. One should not try to supersede the instructions of the six Goswamis, for they are acharyas and very dear to Lord Chaitanya. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur sings, Rupa Raghunata Pade Hoi Beakuti Kaveha Mabujabu Se Yugala Piriti. One must be a submissive student of the six Goswamis, from Srila Rupa Goswami to Raghunath Das Goswami. Not following their instructions, but imagining how to worship Gaurasundar and Radha Krishna is a great offense. As a result of which one clears a path to hell. If one neglects the instruction of the six Goswamis and yet becomes a so-called devotee of Radha Krishna, he merely criticizes the real devotees of Radha Krishna. As a result of speculation, he considers Gaurasundar to be an ordinary devotee and therefore cannot make progress in serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Radha Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahayanya. Ajanulambita bujo kanaka vadato sankirtanai kapitaro kamalaya taksho. So, in this age of Kali, unless one worships Lord Chaitanya, he can't be liberated. Fortunately, there are so-called devotees of Radha and Krishna, but they neglect Lord Chaitanya. They think he's only just a devotee, a sadhu, you know, and nothing more than that. Isn't? So they can't be liberated, because he is the Yuga Avatar. Kali Yuga Pavana Kali Bhaya Nashana Sri Sachinandana Gao hai. He came to drive away all fear for the dog of Kali. So when the when that story of the dog, very funny story. I can't but laugh thinking about it, that Prabhupada said, the, you know, remember, no? Prabhu told yesterday that one karmi man asked, what is so many sannyasi with the stick? What is this stick for? To chase away dogs, Prabhupada. The tall man thought, there must be many dogs in Chicago. But Prabhupada such has a fine sense of humor, isn't it? It's amazing. It's really amazing. So, to chase the dog of Kali, you know? That's the idea. Lord Chaitanya is empowering his devotees to drive away the... So, today is Jagannath Mishra Mahotsava. After the appearance of Lord Chaitanya, full moon night. Everybody saw the full moon yesterday? Although a little late because so many buildings around we could not see. Radhanath Maharaj and myself would try different buildings, go up on the top and go around. No way. So many buildings blocking the way. Until later we could see. So, Nimai. Remember when Vasudev Devaki, they were in Kamsa's jail, when Krishna was born, in his mind Vasudev was giving in charity so many cows to the Brahmins, he was performing wonderful yagyas and big festivals, everything in his mind. He couldn't do it physically. So it is said that if one devotee, for some physical reason, he can't do a service, but if he can meditate on it, Krishna accepts that service. So after all, the most important thing in devotional service, finally, is the attitude we have. No? That's the most important thing. Bhava Grahi Janardana. The Lord is in the heart, and He knows everybody's intention while approaching Him. So He knows. We can't hide anything from the Lord. So we try to pray for the Lord, please make me sincere. Please make me humble and try to understand that I am just an insignificant servant of the servant of the servant. That's my actual position. Nothing else. That's the mood, the actual mood that Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya came to teach us. This is the mood. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his childhood, he had many wonderful pastimes. We can try to remember a few of them, of course. Ananta Shesha is trying to speak pastimes of the Lord since time immemorial, never finish. Because they are unlimited. So when the Lord started to walk, parents were so delighted to see a beautiful child walking all over the house. But sometimes they will hear the sound of ankle bells. But from where this sound is coming, we didn't put any ankle bells on Nimai's feet. And sometimes they will see the marks of Krishna's feet on the floor, on the ground. In the soft sand, there were the mark there. They were very amazed. Maybe our deity or Shalagram Shila is coming having pastimes in our house. They thought like that. No? Because of Yoga Maya, like Ranath Maharaj explained yesterday, his associate could not understand who he actually was. Not out of ignorance, but out of love. Yoga Maya covers them, so the pastime will be more sweet to relish. More spontaneous. Another time, the Lord started to go out of the house, play with other children. One time, a big cobra came, big snake, and encircled the Lord around. And the Lord wasn't afraid at all. He just laid down on the snake, you know, like a bed, you know. Wasn't ordinary snake either. Actually, that was Ananta Shesha came to play with the Lord. Ananta Shesha thought, even this ordinary serpent Kaliya could play with my Lord. Why should I not also play with the Lord? So thinking like that, he came to play with Nimai. But then some people saw that and they start to scream very, very afraid. Garuda, Garuda, help this boy, you know. So they make such a tumultuous sound and then Ananta Shesha has to leave, you know. And while leaving, the Lord will catch his tail, not allowing him to go. Pulling him. Finally, he left. Another time, he was playing with his friends out on the streets. And they saw a bunch of abandoned puppies. You know, their mother abandoned them. So Lord Nimai picked one of the most beautiful puppy he picked up. So all his friend, oh, you picked up the most beautiful one. He said, don't worry, we will all play with this puppy. So come to my home, we all play there. So he took the puppy to his home, and they were all playing, but Nimai will play more than the others. He will grab the puppy and put him on his shoulder and run around and embrace the puppy and, you know, put it between his legs and running and catching and so many ways, no? Playing with the puppy. One of the boys, he became angry. So, I'm not playing enough with the puppy. Only you are playing. I'm leaving. So he left. And on the way, he saw Mother Sachi coming from the market buying some vegetables. So he immediately told her, Sachi Mata, Nimai is playing with the puppy. Not very suchi, very muchi. So Sachi Mata immediately ran home. That can't be, you know. All the boys ran away. And she told Nimai, immediately go take bath in the Ganga. Immediately. He started to cry, please don't chase away my dog, you know. She said, don't worry. I will tie him to the chair. You go and take bath immediately. So he went to take bath. Yesterday, because part of the ceremony, one has to take a shave and take a bath in the holy river before the ceremony, no? The sannyas ceremony. And this devotee told me nearby here, there is wonderful holy place where Lord Ramchandra went there. What is the name of the place? Vanaganga. That Lord Ram was surrounded by both sides by the ocean. There was no sweet water. So he took an arrow and shoot it underground, and Ganga Mata came. Even now is there. Very beautiful place. So many, you know, dogs and, you know, swimming. You know. There's a temple of Lord Shiva there also. Very nice place. One man was taking bath, he was chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Only that. He would not finish the Hare Rama. Maybe he was more devoted than, of Krishna than Rama. Once two sannyasis had an argument about the name Rama and the Maha Mantra. And they went to Prabhupada to ask him about it. One of them was saying, the Ram and the Maha Mantra means Lord Ram, Ramchandra. The other said, no, Ram means Balaram. So they were fighting. They went to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada chastised them both. He said, why you argue like that? Can be either way. Balaram or Ram doesn't matter. And so some other time Prabhupada explained that the name Ram in the Maha Mantra can also mean Krishna. Radha Raman Rama. The enjoyer of Radharani, that is also Rama. So that is also Krishna, the Maha Mantra. So depending on the mood of the chanter, he will perceive it either way, depending on your rasa or your attraction. So I told the devotees, this is very amazing. Bharat Bhumi is such a holy place. Even in the middle of Mumbai, you got to such a holy place here. This is amazing, you know. Nowhere in the world you find something like that. In the middle of big cities, you know, holy place. You know? Of course, Prabhupada created holy places all over the world by establishing, you know, temples and worship of Gaura Nithai and Radha and Krishna all over the world. So that is his mercy also. He took Vrindavan in his heart and planted everywhere the seed of devotional service. Otherwise, how we could be here, you know? Only by His mercy. So you are very, very fortunate to have such a wonderful guide as Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj. He's really, really pure Vaishnava. Wonderful Vaishnava. I can see how He imbibes in the heart of all of you bhakti for Mahaprabhu and Radha and Krishna. So the verse here is, I haven't finished the story of the puppy. Sorry. So when Nimai went to take his bath in the Ganga, Sachi Mata let the dog, chase the dog away, the small puppy. So when Nimai came, the puppy wasn't there. He was crying, oh, why you let go my puppy? And he said, oh, okay, come take some sweets, you know. And that way. There is one wonderful pastime. Since Ranal Maharaj mentioned yesterday the book Ananda Vrindavan Champu by Kavi Karnapur, I would like to tell one pastime from there, of Krishna's childhood pastimes. We should worship both. Here they are explaining, it's very important that we should worship both Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha and Krishna. Both. One should not think, oh, I'm worshipping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu alone, I don't need to worship Radha and Krishna. That's mental speculation. We have to follow the footsteps of the six Goswamis. They thought like that. Through the mercy of Mahaprabhu, we can go to Radha and Krishna. No other way. In this age of Kali. So anyway, in this wonderful book, Kavi Karnapur will tell very beautiful pastime of baby Krishna. That one full moon night, Madhuri Yashoda was busy churning butter. And she asked the gopi to give Krishna his dinner. So they brought different sweets, rasgulla, sandesh, pera, rasmalai, you know. So they offered to Krishna. And Krishna said, no, I don't want. What? Why? Why do you want? Why do you want? He pointed to the moon. It was a golden, beautiful, golden full moon. And he said, I want that condensed butter there. So the gopis start to laugh and clap. You see, Krishna, this is not condensed butter. This is Rajahamsa, royal swan, swimming in the sky and the cosmos. Krishna said, okay, bring him, I can play with him. Then Mother Yashoda came and Krishna complained. He said, Mata, I wanted to eat this condensed butter, but the gopis said that this is Rajahamsa. And Yashoda Maya said, no, Krishna is correct. The moon can be said it is condensed butter, because when the devatas and asuras were churning the milk ocean, the moon was born from that journey. So to say that the moon is condensed butter is correct. And Krishna was very amazed. He said, a milk ocean? How many cows were needed to create such an ocean? And Mother Yashoda said, my dear naive boy, you are a very simple boy. Let me explain to you. The creators of all the cows, he can create a milk ocean without the need for the cows. Oh, that's very interesting. Because Krishna said, I don't believe that. No milk, no cow. I mean, no cow, no milk. And also, no milk, no cow. This reminds me, some years ago in Brazil, there was a TV program. They went to all the schools and asked the children from where the milk comes. They are city boys. They never saw a cow in their life, maybe on the TV, maybe. And they saw from the pot, from the, you know, bottle and different Nobody say from the cow. They have no idea. They didn't see the relay. But Krishna is a village boy. He knew. Unless there is cow, there is no milk. But then Krishna said, all right, then let me eat this condensed butter. Yashoda said, no, you can't. Krishna said, why? Yashoda said, do you see these black spots on the moon? This is poison. Nobody can eat. You can't eat. Very dangerous. Krishna said, I don't believe that. The scorpion has poison. The cobras has poison, you know. Some spiders, you know, have poison. But the moon, the butter, condensed butter poison, I don't believe. Mother Yashoda said, let me explain to you. You are a very simple, naive boy. I will explain to you everything. When the devatas and asuras started to churn the milk ocean, the first wave came was a poison. So to save the world from that danger, Lord Mahadev, he kept this poison in his hands and he kept it on his throat. He swallowed this, kept it on his throat. And some drops fell from his hands. on the moon and also on the ground, and many animals like snakes and scorpions and spiders, they came and drank these drops, and that's why they became poisonous. So that's why you can't eat this condensed butter. It's all right, then give me whatever you have here. Any sweets, I will take. He ate all the sweets. Oh. This reminds me that one particular pastime of Krishna revealing the reason why, you know, why there are so many different flowers, have different smells, you know. So fragrant, no? So nice. Huh? Krishna is so merciful, giving us all these wonderful flowers we can offer to Him. Huh? So there is one pastime in the Ras Lila when Krishna was trying to hide from the gopis. His running, his chadar fell to the ground. And immediately, Mother Bhumi, she sucked all the fragrances from Krishna's body that were there in the chadar. So all these fragrances, she distributed all over, you know, the trees and the flowers and the fruits and everything that has fragrance in this earth is coming from Krishna's body fragrance. That's a very nice way to see it. No? Everything can remind us of Krishna very easily that way. No? So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so magnanimous. When Prabhupada visited South America, Venezuela, that was in the day, February 18, 1975, was Lord Advaita Prabhu's appearance day. And we just installed beautiful golden Gaur Nithai 1 month before. Prabhupada gave order, you install deities. So when Prabhupada came, his Vyasa-san was facing Gaur Nithai, you know. So he said, it is very nice that tonight we have with us these two Prabhus here. Gaur Nithai. He said, there is a very beautiful song. Can you please follow me? He wanted to sing a song for Gaur Nithai. You know this beautiful song that Ranganath Maharaj sung yesterday, last night? Parama karuna pahandui jana nitai gaura chandra tabavatar sarashiromani kevala ananda kanda. So merciful. Parama karuna pahandui jana nitai gaura chandra, the best of the dvijas. Taba avatar sarashiromani, the crest jewel of all avatars, because they came to bring kevala ananda kanda, a process which is simply blissful. Chanting, dancing, hearing Krishna katha and feasting. Who doesn't like this? We could sit with Maharaj and hear hours and hours of Gaura katha. We don't get tired. The legs get tired sometimes. But the heart doesn't get tired of hearing this wonderful katha, isn't it? So, Prabhupada started to sing. And as soon as he said only the first two words, Paramo Koruna, his voice shocked. He couldn't sing anymore. He laid his head back on the Vyasa-san, and we could see a stream of tears coming from his eyes. He couldn't sing anymore. All the room was completely silent. You can hear even a needle, dropping of a needle. We were struck with wonder at Prabhupada's ecstasy. Publicly, Prabhupada very rarely showed this publicly, you know, his spiritual emotion. That was one of those rare occasions. And Prabhupada was like that, silent for a few minutes, crying. And then, after a while, he came back to external consciousness and he said, Paramo Karuna, so merciful. Because if Lord Chaitanya would have come like Lord Krishna or other avatar to kill the demons, the asuras, practically speaking, nobody will be left in Kali Yuga. He Prabhupada said, the godly spirit and the evil spirit is there in the same body in Kali Yuga. In previous ages, different planets fighting, sometimes devatas and asuras. Then in this air planet, so many demons were here. Especially when Krishna came, so many demons, so many asuras. Because the devatas were defeated, the asuras were defeated by the devatas. So they made a plan. Since we can win here in heavenly planet, let us take over the earth planet. So they started to burn in Kshatriya families to take power. So that's why Krishna came to lift the burden of the earth of so many demoniac forces. Was an extraterrestrial invasion of asuras. By taking birth, of course, in this earth. So Prabhupada said that Lord Chaitanya, he came to kill the evil spirit or the demoniac mentality of the people by this Harinam Sankirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this chanting of Hare Krishna kill our evil mentality and brings the best in us, or devotional mentality. Especially it's very important if we do it in the association of such nice and advanced devotees like all of you, Radhanath Maharaj especially. It's so sweet, so ecstatic. Kavichandra Maharaj told me the other day, I ask his forgiveness if I made any offense to him. Please forgive me. He told me the other day that he takes more pleasure to celebrate Gaur Purnima here in Chaupati than in Mayapur itself. Because of the wonderful Katha and the Kirtan, the association of His Holiness Radha Maharaj. So this, of course, Mayapur is Mayapur, it's the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya. But so many people, sometimes it's difficult to get, the more together, the Katha and the chanting is more difficult. But so many people coming, pushing, this. Well, wonderful. Thousands of people come there, to take darshan of the Lord. So. And devotees celebrating all over the world this wonderful Gaur Purnima. So powerful. Helping the planet to improve in consciousness, diminishing the demoniac powers. It's a fact, some people made an experiment some years ago. Maybe Kavichandra Maharaj knows this. He can correct me if I say something wrong. They made an experiment, I think was in New York. They brought I don't remember the exact number, but many, many people came to one big square. And they were there praying, for peace and, like that. Very intensely they were praying. And the next day came out in the newspaper that the crime in New York diminishes 25%. Is they like a practical, experiment that prayer works, if you intensely pray, some effect can be there, practically speaking, no doubt, it's real. So imagine how many wonderful devotees all over the planet chanting, the holy name of Krishna. That definitely is diminishing this. And I'm sure all the change that happened in the Eastern Europe or the ex-Soviet Union is because of this ISKCON movement, Definitely Lord Chaitanya's movement so powerful. Nobody can check. Prabhupada said, externally nobody can check, only internally. The devotee fight and, you know, make politics and then problem come. So we have to strive for internal purity ourselves and try to be a humble instrument to help others also, to inspire others to become Krishna conscious. Each and every devotee has the responsibility to be an instrument for the good of others, for the upliftment of others. Devotee next to you, try to say something to help inspire in Krishna consciousness. That is the duty of every devotee, to be an instrument and to help improve his environment, his surrounding, the consciousness of himself and others. That's the very important. And we only can do that through the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Guru Gauranga, and Radha and Krishna. That is the highest goal, of course. To achieve love for Radha and Krishna. The highest goal of life. Narottam Das Thakur have sung, Gauranga bolite habe pulaka sharira Hari Hari bolite nayane benira. He said, when I will chant the name of Lord Gauranga, tears will come from my eyes. No? Doesn't the meaning? Is it the meaning? Correct? When I will chant Lord Gauranga's name, tears will come from my eyes. And then he says, Arka Beni Tai Chandel, when I say Hari Hari, tears will come from my eyes. When I say the name of Lord Gauranga, my hair stand on end. And when they say the name Hari, tears will come from the eyes. Then he say, Arka Beni Tai Chandel Karuna Hoibe, Samsara Basana Mor Kabe Tuccha Have. When I will get the mercy of Lord Nityananda, because if one gets the mercy of Nityananda, what is the center? That samsara vasana, his material life will be finished. Diminish the material attachment and increase the attachment for Krishna. Vishaya chariya kabe shuddha habe man kaveha moherabo shri brindava. When my mind will be completely free from desire for sense enjoyment, then I will be able to see Vrindava. So Mahaprabhu's desire to go to Vrindavan is teaching us how we should be prepared first to be able to see Vrindavan. Like I was coming here, and in the airport I met one man. He said, where are you coming from? I said, I'm Vrindavan. Oh yeah, Vrindavan. It's a very dirty place. And I told him, that is the fault of the government. The government should keep it clean. Because they are not so interested that people go there. They only have interest in, you know, tourism and money. They don't care about holy places much. That's why they keep like that. It is their fault. They should teach people and do all the service needed to keep it clean. It's their fault. So yes, I agree with you. But I told him, besides that, there is only external covering. To see the real Vrindavan, you need to change your heart, you know. And you can only change your heart when you chant the holy name of the Lord sincerely, avoiding offenses. That's the only way. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach us how to love Krishna by feeling his separation. In the mood of Radharani, feeling separation from Krishna. He came to teach the world how you can love Krishna. He came to teach, of course, the four rasas, you know. Sakya, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurna of Vrindavan. The Vrijavasi's love for Krishna. He came to teach all this. But especially he came to teach this love and separation in the mood of the gopis of Radharani. He came to teach this especially. When Radha and Krishna met in Kurukshetra, after 100 years of separation, Krishna was feeling guilty. He came to touch the feet of Radharani to ask forgiveness. But she stopped him. What are you doing? You have no fault. You did your duty. You had to go and fight the demons and free your parents from Kamsa's jail. Of course, Kamsa got the mercy of Lord Chaitanya by appearing in Gora Lila as Chand Kasi. So you did your duty. You perform your duty. If there is anybody guilty and criminal, this is me. I am the guilty one. I am the criminal. Because I survived your separation, that makes me unfaithful to you. I am the criminal one, not you. Radharani said like that. So much love, so much attachment, so much praying. We can't find anywhere. There is one beautiful song by Basu Ghosh. Somebody may know, may help me if I don't remember any word. Jadi Gaura na hoito, tabe ki hoito, ke mone dari tamde, radhara mahima, premarasa sima, jagato janato ke. If Lord Gaura will have not come to this world, what will be of all of us? If we don't have come in this age of Kali, what will happen to all the poor people, to us? Who will have taught the universe, the world, about the most amazing and beautiful love of Srimati Radharani for Krishna? Who will have taught that to the world? He will not himself come and teach the world about the glories of Radharani's praying for Krishna. Another time, Radharani told her Sakhi, Lalita, I can't bear anymore Krishna's separation. I'm gonna die. I'm gonna embrace a tamal tree and die. And please, put my tomb here in Vrindavan. But I'm sure as Krishna will hear about my death, he will come running immediately. And he will be most unhappy by seeing me dead. Then I can die. If that brings happiness to Krishna, I can die. If my distress brings happiness to Krishna, then let me suffer continuously. That's the beauty of that love. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach that wonderful love of Radha and Krishna. Sometime in separation, Lord Chaitanya will sing beautiful song. Yesterday, Kavichandra Maharaj told the story of Madhavendra Puri and Ramachandra Puri. Ramachandra Puri was so proud and foolish that he dared to instruct his own guru. His guru was dying. Ishvara Puri was serving, cleaning the urine and stool and chanting and shlokas from the 10th canto of Bhata, reminding of Krishna of his guru. Guru was so pleased with him. He blessed him. My dear son, you may have Krishna prayer. But Ramachandra Puri came to see also his dying guru, and he dared to instruct him. Guru was crying, I'm dying without achieving the shelter of Mathura, of Krishna. And this Ramachandra Puri dared to instruct his guru. Gurudev, why are you crying? Why are you lamenting? The Bhagavad Gita says, what is that verse? Na sochati na kanshati. What is the first line? ब्रह्मभूत प्रसन्नात्मा न सोचती न कांक्षति जस्म देते तुम ब्रह्मांड द्वंद लमेंट गुरुदेव इधर तो माधवेंद्र पुरी टोल्ड हिम यू बेटर गो अवे इमीडिएटली फ्रॉम हियर बिकॉज इफ आई सी योर अग्ली फेस आई विल नॉट अचीव द गोल ऑफ माई लाइफ ही रिजेक्टेड हिम एंड बिकॉज ही रिजेक्टेड हिम ही बिकेम यू नो बेरेफ्ट ऑफ एनी bhakti, any devotion, just fault-finding, you know, criticizing the Vaishnavas. But do you know who is he in Krishna Lila, Ramachandra Puri? He is Jatila. Jatila always criticizing Krishna. Of course, she is an eternal associate of the Lord, but as Ramachandra Puri was teaching what we should not do, that's the whole idea of Gaura Lila, to teach us in many ways what we should do and what we should be careful, you know. Not, we should not fall in this mentality. But what was I saying before that? I was telling something before that. Ah, then at the end of his life, this mantra came from the mouth of Madhavendra Puri. That was actually sung by Radharani herself, and by her mercy, this mantra appeared in the mouth of Madhavendra Puri. Ayidina dayardana tahe maturanata kadava lokyase hidayam tvad aloka kataram dayita brahmyat kim karomi aham. O friend of the poor, Dinanath, ayidina dayardana tahe maturanata, O Lord of Mathura. She said this when Krishna left Vrindavan, went to Mathura. Radharani was lamenting. Oh, friend of the poor, oh Lord of Mathura. But by not seeing you, my heart is broken. I don't know where shall I go, what shall I do. Srila Prabhupada explained that except for three personalities, nobody can understand the deep meaning of this verse. These three personalities are Srila Madhavendra Puri, of course, Srimati Radharani, Srila Madhavendra Puri, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Mahaprabhu, while feeling the Lord's separation, sometimes he will sing very beautiful songs in that mood. One of those beautiful songs is Kahamoran prananat murali vadan kahankaron kahampan brajendranandan kahare kahiba keva jane moraduka brajendranandan avinu fate morabuka. The Lord, he will cry for Krishna in separation. Kahamura prananat, where is my prananat, the Lord of my life and soul? Murali Vadan, the one who plays the flute, the flute player. Kahankaron kahampan Brajendranandan, where shall I go to find Brajendranandan? Kahare kahiva keva jane mora dukkha. General people don't know about my sorrow. Brajendra Nandana Vinu Fate Murabuka, not being able to see Brajendra Nandan, my heart is broken. He will cry like that. While crying, sometimes he will embrace a pillar. And Gadadhar tried to pacify him in so many ways. Only he could pacify him, nobody else. That's why Sachimata asked Gadadhar Pandit, please keep company always with Nimai. You are the only one who can pacify him. Nobody else. When the Lord revealed this Mahaprakash, the great revelation, he revealed to all his devotees his divinity as the Supreme Lord. He sat on the throne of Vishnu and he was blessing everyone with Krishna Prem. He was revealing to everyone his eternal identity in Krishna Lila. by the part of Yogamaya, they forgot. But he was reminding everyone their actual position in Krishna Lila. And the Lord was blessing everyone with Krishna prayer. One devotee announced to the Lord, Mahaprabhu, Mukunda Datta is coming to see you. And the Lord said, tell him not to come to see me. I don't want to see his face. The devotees were completely shocked. Why? He's a dear devotee of you. Why you don't want to see him? No. He's just like a chameleon. Because he's a doctor, you know. Sometimes he had to treat many different people. No? Once he was treating one Muslim ruler, a governor. So, a king. And while treating the doctor, he was taking spells, you know. Two servants came with two big peacock fan and started to fan the king. And Mukunda Datta as soon as he saw the peacock feather, immediately that reminds him of Krishna, and he fainted to the ground, shivering and trembling. The king himself came down off his throne to help. A servant came to help. And after a while, he came back to extend their consciousness. And he told, oh, I'm sorry. Sometime I suffer from epilepsy, and this time I have a seizure. So, and the king looked at him, smiled, and said, you can't deceive me. I know you are a great devotee of Krishna. Even Muslim could understand. But the Lord said, no, he wants to teach something through this Lila, no? He said, I don't want to see Mukunda, because when he is with the Mayavadis, he speaks about the glories of Mukti, and, you know, personal liberation. And when he's with the devotees, he prays Bhakti. And when he's with the Karmis, he prays the heavenly planets and all this thing. So I don't want to see his face. This is a chameleon. He changed colors. I don't want to see him. So devotees have to give the bad news to Mukunda Datta. The Lord said he doesn't want to see you. And then Mukunda was very sorry, crying. Please ask him in the future when he will allow me to see. And when Mahaprabhu was asked, he said, tell him in 1,000,000 birth he will see me. After 1,000,000 birth, he will see me. So they gave the news to Mukunda Datta. The devotees were very sorry to give that news. But Mukunda Datta started to chant and dance. I will see. When Lord Chaitanya heard about his patience, immediately he called him, come, let him come immediately. So he wasn't really angry. He was showing his love to teach people something through these pastimes. And then the Lord was giving everyone else Krishna prem. But then he said, I will not give my mother Sachimata this Krishna prem. All the devotee was completely shocked. Why, Lord? She's your mother. Who can love you more than her? And the Lord said, well, she offended Advaita Acharya. Unless she do something to counteract this, I can't give prem to her. Because when Vishvarup, Lord Chaitanya's brother, left home and he was 16 years old. And he heard his parents speaking about arranging his marriage. As soon as he heard that, he flew from home and took sannyas at the age of 16, you know. So when Nimai was associating also with Advaita Acharya, she was very, very disturbed. That she thought in her mind that because of Vishvarupa's association with Advaita Acharya, every day he will go and they together speak, you know, about Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. So she thought because of his association with Advaita Acharya, he developed detachment from all worldly matters and he left home, left everything. His name should not be Advaita, without duality. His name should be Dvaita, full of dualities. She thought like that, out of love, no, for her son. And she was very worried that Nimai was associating with him, you know. So because of that, Mahaprabhu said, unless she do something to her, I will not give. So when Sachimata heard that, she immediately went and touched the feet of Advaita Acharya asking forgiveness. Then Mahaprabhu gave Krishna prayer. Sapta Praharanilya. For 72 hours, the Lord showed His divinity to His devotees and gave them so much mercy, so much love. Of course, we can go on and on, but this is not... you just tell me, please, when I shall stop. What is the time for the class to finish? Now? Or you have a few more minutes? Or we can... But I will stop here. I know after still doing Ekadasi, so some of us maybe. Any comment or questions? Or correction? If I say something wrong, please also correct me. Yes, Kavichandra Maharaj. Please give the mic to Maharaj.
So when I told you 1 million lifetimes, you said I was just joking.
Okay. Yeah, of course. Yes, we will give them.
Maharaj, as you said, that there's no other way up except Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But the other Vaishnava Sampradayas, they don't have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but they also advocate Radha Krishna worship. So what about them?
That is pride. According to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, if one worship Krishna alone and don't worship Radha, that's a great pride. That's very proud. Similarly, if somebody think I can worship Radha Krishna and neglect Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that's also... He can't get liberation according to this verse, according to Krishna Kaviraj Das Goswami, he can't be liberated. That is the great authority speaking.
Hare Krishna.
Yes.
If someone is worshipping Krishna alone, but they don't really never heard of Radha or something. Is that different than someone that's thinking they don't need to worship Radharani, or like someone never heard of Lord Chaitanya?
How can somebody hear of Krishna and not hear of Radharani?
Well, even in our Madhavendrapuri introduced worshipping Radha, and
he introduced that. Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
So before that, there are many temples.
But still, Bhagavatam is there, explaining about Radha and Krishna. Of course, somebody has to have the vision to see that, no?
Or definitely. Someone doesn't know about Lord Chaitanya, for instance.
Yes, that's why we have to distribute Prabhupada's books so people will know about Lord Chaitanya.
It's different than if they deny that Lord Chaitanya is Krishna.
Yeah, of course, that's different. I agree with you, Maharaj, that if somebody just out of ignorance, he doesn't know who is Lord Chaitanya, even never hear about him. So it's not the same if somebody knowingly diminishes his position. Yeah, that's correct, yes. Thank you, Maharaj. But what was your question? Yes. No, they think it is just a saint, you know, a great saint. I read something recently by a scholar, theistic scholar, you know. His name is John Moffat. He wrote in one of his books, Journey to Gorakhpur, Finding Christ Beyond Christianity. That is the title of his book. He said that if I was asked to choose a saint that shows the love for God in the highest position, I will choose this Vaishnava saint, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, either from the west or the east. I've never saw anybody who is so carried by the waves of love of God as Chaitanya. Although he was considered by thousands of people as Krishna himself, he lived a very humble and even austere life in Puri. His life in Puri is the representation of the highest of somebody, a person who is in complete spiritual loving delirium in searching for God. Transcendental discourses, ecstatic display of love, pure love for God, were a daily occurrences, he said. Some Christian scholar praising Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so that means the glories of Mahaprabhu by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada are being spread everywhere nowadays. People are starting to appreciate more and more. That reminds me one story one told me, one devotee, I don't remember, one European country. The devotees, they put signboards everywhere, the name Gauranga, you know? Where? Scotland. They put signs everywhere, Gauranga, Gauranga. So people were reading, Gauranga, who's that? Gauranga, what? They have no idea, but just they will see everywhere Gauranga's name. So on the day of Gaur Purnima, they had a big festival in the temple, and the kirtan was so loud that the neighbors called the police. And the police came, and the temple president came out. Yes, all the neighbors complained. He told them, please, brought some prasad and gave them, you know. And they told him, sorry, but today is Gauranga birthday. Oh, Gauranga birthday? Ah, that's okay, no problem. No problem. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. Okay, thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Premanandi. Hare Hare Bhagavan.